keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A teen is in critical condition after a mini bike crash in Kansas City. Brandon Dixon has more.
Police are investigating after the wreck Sunday night in the area of Northeast 108th Street and North Hunter Drive. Cops say the teen was driving a mini bike and ran a stop sign, striking a car and ejecting them from the bike. The teen was not wearing a helmet and remains in the hospital while the driver of the car was not injured. I'm Brandon Dixon.
The Kansas Highway Patrol is warning residents of a text message scam. They said someone sending text messages claiming to be selling discount shirts in support of the Kansas Highway Patrol. The KHP said it never sends unsolicited texts and does not sell shirts. Delete the text and don't click on any of the links. Well, dogs have a better place to run now. In Wichita, they've upgraded Canine Rooster Memorial Dog Park. On North Meridian, a ribbon cutting was held on Monday. Any dog can use the park, including police canines. This is Kansas Information Network News.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 85. Winds out of the southeast 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies. Tonight lows it down to about 61. Daytime highs approaching 90. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Days after completing an official visit to Kansas, former Rice tight end Bowden Groen committed to the Jayhawks, according to Michael Swain of 24/7 Sports. Lance Leipold first became interested in the Owls transfer after Kyan Burnett flipped back to Arizona earlier this month, leaving KU with a thin depth chart in the tight end room in 2023. He appeared in 13 games for Rice, leading its tight end group with 39 catches for 383 yards and 3 touchdowns. Those numbers ranked him second in the AAC among all tight ends in the conference. The JUCO product only appeared in 4 contests the past season due to an undisclosed injury. He could have 2 years of NCAA eligibility remaining since he previously played at the junior college and redshirted in 2024. He entered the transfer portal following the campaign and received interest from several Power 4 schools, including Michigan State and Pittsburgh. He will compete against Deshaun Hanukkah and Leighton Cure for snaps at tight end this season at KU. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupe.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors. Nick's Pasture Clearing LLC. If what you need done involves a skid steer, give Nick's Pasture Clearing North of Downs a call. And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
All right, talking to head football coach at Dillon College in Nebraska, Jonathan Johnson. Coach Johnson, you started January 24. You're in the Always Tough GPAC conference and went 3-8 last year. Tell us a little bit about your first year at Dillon College across the border from Kansas up in Crete, Nebraska.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on here. It's been a pleasure to be the head football coach here at Doan University. I started last January, and I like to tell everybody it's like drinking through a fire hose there for the first, 6 to 8 months. But we got her going and got a class in here, got started up. And our whole goal last season was to just improve from where they had been the year before. We talked about being you know, just being better than we were the day before and continuing to focus on the little things. And we did that. We went 3-8, which was an improvement from their 2-9 season. Had a couple of opportunities to win a couple other games really close, and won two of our last three, finished really, really well. So proud of the growth of our team and the culture we've established, and excited for the future of Doan football.
Well, Coach, we're going to get to a player from Beloit, Kansas, Christian Mears. But before we get to him, we're going to do a little homework on you. First of all, Doan College is 2.5 hours northeast of Beloit, Kansas, up in Creed, is in the GPAC. Talk a little bit about the GPAC and how tough it is in football.
Absolutely. One of the toughest NAIA conferences in the entire country. We had four teams in the top 20 last year in the country. We had two teams in the national playoffs, both of which went down to the quarters and the semifinals. Very, very competitive league. There are no gimmies. Every week is a fist fight, and a lot of great coaches in this league, and just tough, hard-nosed kids that come from farming and ranching backgrounds that love football and that just want an opportunity to play at the next level. So it's a great league, very competitive, and we're proud to be a part of it.
Well, Coach, you started out your playing and coaching career at Belhaven University in Mississippi. You were the D-line coach, equipment manager of your alma mater. Talk about playing at Belhaven University and talk about your first coaching stint.
Yeah, absolutely. Belhaven was one of the schools that recruited me out of high school, about 2.5 hours north of where I grew up, down on the coast in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. I went to Belhaven, got my bachelor's and my master's degree in sports administration. Knew I always wanted to be a coach. My dad was a coach, and that's all I ever really wanted to do. So had that in mind when I went there. They kept me on as a GA and had an opportunity while I was there to win quite a few games and be successful, and then see that program turn over now in the last couple of years and win a championship with Coach McCorkle over there. And then I was able to hire a couple of guys from my alma mater that are on my current staff here. And so it's been a pleasure to be an alumni there at Belhaven, and proud of my time there. They were in the Mid-South NAIA when I was there. Now they're in Division III, but very proud program.
Well, Coach, you, unlike a lot of coaches, go with experienced universities and the fact that they've had football programs for a long time. You're very unique in the fact that not only did you go to a startup program at Hilbert College in New York, which is NCAA Division III as assistant coach D coordinator, you also helped the Hatters, which is one of the best nicknames in America for any sports, from Stetson, Florida, NCAA Division I. You were the D coordinator there. You helped bring back the program at Stetson and start up the program at Hilbert College in New York.
I've been very blessed in my career to be a part of that. You know, my connection to Doan University was our president here, Dr. Roger Hughes. And Dr. Roger Hughes is an ex-college football coach. He spent 40 years in the profession. And he was the one that brought football back at Stetson University down in Florida. He hired me, worked my way up from D-line coach, linebackers coach to D-coordinator. It was an honor and a privilege to learn a lot from him there in that setting. And it was my connection to what brought me out here. And then moving on to Hilbert College, you know, gave me an opportunity to start a program from the ground up, to be a part of, you know, building every piece of that. And Coach Ted Egger, the head coach there, gave me the opportunity to be a part of that. That was a pleasure as well. So I had an opportunity to learn a lot that's contributed to where we are today. And looking forward to year two here with the Doan Tigers.
Well, Coach, speaking of those Doan Tigers, you have a young man, Christian Mears, from Beloit, Kansas, the Beloit Trojans. He was a scat back and had numerous kickoff punt returns a couple years ago in high school. Talk about Christian Mears and how he's progressing at Doan College.
Absolutely. Christian is one of those kids who just does everything right. He is a tough farm kid that shows up every day and works his butt off, does everything you ask him to do. He does well in the classroom. He's never any off the field issues, and he's just continued to work hard and continued to show increased value and be just a tough, hard-nosed kid. And so I can't say enough good things about him, his family, and what he's done at his time here at Doan. We're excited to have him coming back next year. He had an opportunity to score a touchdown for us last year in a JV game, playing for us on a Monday night. And he's showed improvement throughout the year and is continuing to get better. So we're excited for what his future holds here at Doan.
Well, Coach Mears is one of those classic Kansas kids that's gone across the border. Doesn't happen a whole lot because we've got pretty good conference here in the KCAC with Sterling, Bethany, Candace Wesley, and all them. But you got Christian Mears across the border. Tell us about the Kansas kids, and if they want to come across, check out Doan's facility and be recruited by you, what do they need to do?
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to continue to expand out and get more of those guys. You know, all they need to do is reach out to me. My email is johnson.johnson@doan.edu. They can send me over their highlight tapes and their film. We'll make sure we get them added to our recruiting board and that we're looking at them going to the future here at class of 2026. And so we'd love to get some more guys up here from Kansas for sure and continue to grow that connection.
Well, Coach, I tell people all the time that Sterling, Bethany, and Candace Wesley have great programs, but the facilities in Nebraska are second to none. I know Doan, Hastings, and Concordia College all have great facilities. Talk a little bit about Doan's facilities as far as football's facilities.
Yeah, absolutely. We were able to get new turf, new scoreboard last year, new Jumbotron. Last summer, and so we've got those in recently. We have an indoor facility here where we're able to use in the winter. We have a locker room, 130 plus lockers. We have the largest square footage weight room in the GPAC conference. We just added a 50-yard strip of turf to that as well, so we can get some indoor things done when the weather's bad. And you know, we've got a lot of good things going on with our facilities, and our strength coach, Coach Berkman, does a great job down there in our weight room, and we're continuing to add things and add value to that as well. So again, yeah, Doan University is a great place to be right now. It's great academics and a great opportunity to play in a great football league. So we would love to have many of those guys as possible. Reach out to me and let's see what we can do to get it done.
Well, Coach, as you well know, the NIL and D1 is just going crazy with the transfer portal. NIL, does any of that NIL and all that stuff that's going on, transfer portal and all that stuff, affect you guys in NAIA?
Not as much. You know, NIL is a possibility at our level if it's something that a kid's interested in and they have people reach out to them. If they go through the proper channels, they can be a part of that. You know, but it's not something we really run across very, very much. The transfer portal is just nationwide now. We all get affected by that. We do not bring in as many transfers as some other schools with our academic strenuous, you know, standards. We don't bring as many in. We bring a few, but not very many. We try to focus on high school recruiting here at Doan. So, you know, it's the world we live in nowadays. Unfortunately, we all got to deal with it. But I try to tell kids when we recruit them, I want you to come to Doan because you're going to get a degree that's going to help you change your life and give you an opportunity after football, because football is going to end for all of us. So we want folks here to come here and stick it out and see it all the way through.
Well, Coach, good luck for next year at Doan College. If you would say there was one need for the Doan College Tigers, what would it be? What position?
We're still working on kicker for this year. We graduated a first team All-American kicker punter who decided to go ahead and graduate and step away. So we're still looking for a specialist. If there are any specialists out there, give me a holler.
Well, Coach Jonathan Johnson, it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you on Solomon Valley, especially KDNS 94.1 Sports. Best of luck to you next fall, and we hope that this interview will get some attention up there for you at the programs, and hope to come see Christian Mears play for you, and appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you very much. Go Tigers.